I am the devil.
I'm the number one guy in this group.
I am the devil.
Stop acting like you're the number one guy in this group, man.
It's all about the pasta. Read between the lines. I'm China.
Hello.
We're waiting for each other.
Started.
Yeah, I know. I didn't bring the Riz.
Oh wait, fuck! Did you just keep recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh no!
Just hit the timer. Let's bring it in. Don't worry. This is a podcast. We're riffing.
Oh shit!
Yeah, well, no, we got this. Yeah, don't worry, yeah, blow. No. You're blow. I'm job. Reality blows.
Reality
we
blows,
are here.
Baby.
Season 10, episode 5. Name the app.
Love struck at the disco pussy.
Yep, the dussy is here.
If ever there was one, we're about to crack it wide open.
Like a clam.
like a bloody clam.
Well,
good choice of words. I would say it was one of the slower episodes of the season.
Yes.
But it was still good.
Because I think it was setting up a lot.
Yeah. Oh, it's the next one is going to be the result of the problems occurring in this episode.
Look, I am prepared.
Sheena and Brock have a vlog. We've discovered this episode.
Sealing our bit a bit.
Yeah, because it's two essentially mentally challenged people making something on social media, which is our thing.
Yeah, listen, you can't monopolize losers trying to find people to listen to
them. And also, we're big dumb Australians like Brock. We can't have another one walking around swinging their didgeridoo. That's our thing.
I'm so disappointed.
It was the most awkward vlog exit I've seen.
And nothing happened.
Yeah, they went rock climbing and it was just two people trying to outloud each other, which is their relationship, I think, to an extent. So incredibly well done, Sheena and Brock. I wish you nothing but the best for your vlog.
Well, but listen to our vlog.
But listen, well, we have a podcast, not a vlog.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start filming us doing this one day, but maybe not.
So much effort.
Your next note is full of vitriol.
Let's not say all of it. I think Raquel is in such a tailspin right now.
Yeah.
But she's in this really weird spot where, you know, when you have those friends who you baby?
Yeah.
And then they have that personality of being babied.
Yeah. Oh God.
Like,
And they're
so essentially me in our friendship.
You know, you know who... I was literally
calm the fuck down. I'm moving on. I'm cutting off.
I won't name them, but I think it was funny. There's someone in my life that you've actually met that I was going to be like, you know who that reminds me of? And I was about to talk like we weren't recording this.
Tell me after.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to know.
You won't get to hear listeners, but...
but my point is, she's 27.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but at 27, you know, hey, maybe I don't... my friend's recently, like, they're recently divorced. My friend's ex-husband.
I feel like a majority of that friendship group is having a hard time processing that boundary. They just think it's insane that Katie was like, can you not fuck someone in the friendship group? They're taking it, like...
Yeah.
I would say it's not even just Raquel. It's being propelled by almost everyone in that friendship group. Sheena, Tom.
I think they take
Tom's
it.
Ariana.
Yeah. I think they take it serious as a storyline for a show,
yeah.
not as like literally, because we've seen them react vitriolically to things. And it's like, no,
Raquel,
this is fucked.
Yeah. Raquel sort of telling Katie, I asked Schwartz if he wanted to make out.
Yeah.
Like,
the way
just delivered it with almost no empathy, remorse or shame, and then continued to repeat that story to Ariana and giggled throughout it was just incredibly uncomfortable.
But, and her telling Ariana, I didn't feel bad until I saw how Katie reacted.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
This was insane to me.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Mm. I don't know. Like, this isn't pro-women.
No.
It's not women standing up for women. And it's awful. However,
mm-hmm.
in a stunning... pro-feminism move from Sheena. Segue.
The ally.
Paying for a second wedding. Showing men do not need to pay for weddings. Go Sheena.
She is a feminine hero.
We
stand her. She doesn't
like the greats. Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she don't need...
Sheena.
Yeah.
Poison Ivy.
Really proving that we don't need a man, even if we're marrying one, because we'll have to end up doing it ourselves, because he's too useless.
In Sheena's defense in this moment, she saw what happened when Brock design the engagement.
Yeah.
So
she was never again.
Yeah, I'd be taking the reins if my partner
asked me
to marry her.
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah.
They were having coffee in the morning and he's like, I'm thinking, why don't we just go down to the beach? We get a gazebo, an inflatable one, and we just get, and she just goes, shut your fucking mouth. You're not ruining this for me again. Not now, not ever, you dumb Australian fuck.
Oh, but, you know, we'll just get a barbecue with some snags, some onions. You know, Bunnings don't put onions on their snags anymore.
And he was like,
joke that'll mean nothing to anyone.
But I mean, we're only going after Brock fans. So other Australians, Brocks, that's our demographic. So you'll know what it means, mates.
But in all seriousness, no onions on a Bunnings snag is outrageous.
I'm a fucking vegetarian, so I don't know why you are saying I mean, like, moving on to other useless bits of information. So Lisa had a chat to Sandoval and Tom about reimbursing them their initial investment that they gave to TomTom to save their financial situation.
If they needed the money.
I found it all incredibly confusing. I don't understand why Lisa feels the need to help them. I don't understand it at all. And also, I don't understand why Tom Sandoval was almost insulted at the fact that she was offering them back their initial investment.
He wasn't given sweat equity, was his words.
Yeah.
And may I say, his sweatquity is worth millions.
But I mean, it is total bullshit. Like, we watch them have zero input in the design, build, construction of the bar other than, like, an occasional opinion here and there. They design
They're the
face of it. Like, I don't know what you want, Sandoval. Like, it's your initial investment, and she even said you could buy it back within the first year. It seemed reasonable to me, but I don't know. I'm just a small dick pleb, not like Sandoval.
The smallest.
Of course. My dick. Oh, yeah. Sandoval's dick. It's huge. Don't say that about my God and Savior.
No. Sandoval's dick, massive. I am emasculate.
Yeah. Have you not seen
yours?
My dick.
Frankfurt,
tiny,
small,
tiny,
pathetic.
Pathetic.
Would never please anyone.
Here's the thing. I'm sort of like, I'm an average musician and I don't want to be in a cover band, but that is my small dick talking.
It is.
If I had a big dick, I would invest so much money into doing
3 months
that.
Worth.
3 months.
3 months.
I'd get
of time,
like a nine-piece fucking brass.
Pay for everything them showing up.
Absolutely.
Look, it's what Sandoval has to deal with is a burden.
Your next move. the girls go to Harvest soon. So the girls trip. Who's on this? Katie. Your wife, Christina, Jeremy has such a boner for
Christina. Oh, my God.
Ariana, Raquel, and is that it? Oh, and Lala. Mm. They go on a girls' trip, and they sneak a Schwartz pinata for Katie to bash at some point on the trip. And the pinata was probably the dumbest looking thing. Schwartz pinata looks fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said, Raquel wants to fuck Schwartz. I get it.
I don't get it. He's hot. He's a hot man. But I'm comfortable in my straightness.
Schwartz
to say.
Is fucking hot.
He's hot.
And I hate him, which just says a lot. Yeah, like, I hate him more than anyone.
Oh, God.
But yeah, he's gorgeous.
But I think the fantasy of getting fucked by him would be so much greater than the reality of it. I cannot imagine
he
is a
so
giving
selfish.
Lover.
Yeah.
He would be the most selfish lover.
He'd be
lover.
One of those guys that blame you for not coming. He'd just be like, oh, like, well, you did. You blame me. You know what I mean? You'd be like, well,
like,
no.
I came.
But like, you fucked my thigh crease for 5 minutes, Schwartz. Like, what are you doing? Anyway. It's happened. So James and Ali also went and got their feet massaged, which looked fucking amazing. And they had a big chat about James's sobriety. And he asked her, do you like me better sober?
And she
said
yes.
Which... We don't. We
no, no,
want
no.
James
remain an alcoholic.
It's good
Please
TV,
do
mate.
Us a favor. Yeah.
You are far more, you're more consistently chaotic when you're an alcoholic.
Yeah. And also, like, Vanderpump is at its peak right now.
Yeah.
But eventually it won't be. And in 10 years, I want to be watching alcoholic, fucked up James at Vanderpump's worst. Like, just to watch.
I want to see Kennedy Rehab. James Kennedy, that's going to be the next. The other thing I was going to ask you as well.
Please.
Fuck, we had like bad.
Yeah, I know. We're not doing great.
We're not doing great. The other thing I was going to ask you is that he said if anyone gives you an ultimatum in a relationship, it's like not a good thing. And he brings up Schwartz getting fat, which I think is James fucking hates fat people. I feel really strange hearing that because I think if I was dating someone who was being quite destructive and I kind of just said like we either need to do this or it's over.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like that there is a time and place for those kind of conversations in relationships.
100%. But I think there is a difference. I think the awkward thing is there's a difference between a boundary and an ultimatum.
Yeah.
And maybe more being in that space. Oh my God, G-Spot's walking up the driveway. G-Spot's going to fuck this up.
Yeah, I know. We're about to get interrupted.
But I think the important thing about boundaries
can
is...
Can we pause it?
Yeah, let's quickly...
We're back! Yeah. That was a pretty good intermission. We just saw G-Spot.
Nothing happened. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it was crazy. Basically, you were talking about ultimatums and boundaries.
Yes. I think if the thing about boundaries is it's less about their actions and more about how you are willing to be treated.
Yeah.
And if you aren't willing to be in that situation, then I think it's fair to go, I'm not willing to be in this situation.
Yeah.
The rest is up to you. Yeah. If you are wanting to continuously put me in that situation, I am going to leave.
Yeah.
And there's, look, I'm not saying it's clean and easy and there aren't grays. I think James weaponizing, oh, well, I ultimatums never work. Like I did it and still nothing happened. Like missing the point of changing and all of that. It is hard, but like fucking hell, dude.
I don't know. I think like it's also a bit ignorant to say, you know, if anyone says that to you, like, fuck them. It's like, it's not the case. If someone, that it's not that that conversation was even easy for Raquel. It would have been incredibly painful for her, especially because her, you know, her thought bubbles kind of like ebb and flow to her consciousness. And it would have been quite hard for her to have that conversation, but she did it anyway. So good on you, Raquel.
Yeah.
So they get to Havasu. Ariana gets a phone call. Her dog, Charlotte.
We're sorry.
Yeah, we're so sorry. It is awful to lose a pet. There's nothing more painful. And then I think the worst thing about it was she was surrounded by people who I don't think knew what to say, except maybe Lala. And as she was exiting the door, someone goes, maybe there'll be a miracle. I still don't know who it was, but it was probably fucking Raquel. It was the dumbest thing to say.
Look, miracles happen every day.
Yeah. And then what did she say? Lala and Blow have something in common. They want to get fucked.
Well, shut up! Listen, you haven't shut the fuck up about it for like the last hour.
Oh.
And we didn't even have to bring it up. I wasn't going to bring it up. But
I kind of was confused by this note and then I read it and that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, Lala hasn't had sex in 2 years.
And you act like you haven't had sex in 2 years. So it's frankly the
same. Might as well. So they go to a place called Disco Pussy. They go out clubbing. Mm-hmm. Before that, they do have a dinner with Katie's mum, which was quite emotional.
Yes.
Raquel tells Katie's
mum. Yeah, missing it again. But also saying again, I want to fuck your ex-husband.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once again, one more time, let's do it for the people in the back, the nosebleed section. Hey, I want to fuck your recent ex-husband who's bordering on abusing you for years.
And also, I'm choosing to not acknowledge all the times that you've said, hey, it makes me feel uncomfortable. But and also, I find it really disturbing that every time Raquel tells the narrative, she's like, Sheena put the idea in my head initially.
Yeah.
And then I was like, no, but I think
but I think Katie kind of said that as cope.
Yeah.
And then Raquel has now added that to her reality.
Everyone's saying it as cope. Everyone's fucking saying it
as cope. Instead of just going, Raquel, what the fuck?
Yeah. And like, but your girlfriend, Christina, actually said...
Yeah, because she's amazing and beautiful and has the best personality and is really smart. Can you not insult my wife? I have never insulted Peter.
Don't even go.
I have never thrown shit at Peter. anyway, how many scoops?
No, wait, we haven't. We had a whole other point about Lala and Raquel.
No, let's do it. Bring it in.
Okay, we have to quickly do it because this is going to end up in conflict for the next episode. Okay. So, like, Raquel and Lala liked the same guy, and then Raquel turned into a bit of a competition and ended up making out with him.
Yes.
And we have to deal with the fact that Lala's pretending she doesn't care, but then also said, like, if this was a competition, bitch, I'd win. I would fucking win.
It's insane. It's weird. Look,
it's very cheerleader.
Can we just admit Oliver isn't that hot?
Like, Oliver's mid.
Are we allowed?
Oliver's mid. Oliver's mid. I mean, I can't really. I think the guy Katie was speaking to actually I thought was really cute. So I don't, my type might also be off.
It is.
No, it's not. I really need to get fucked. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Anyway, how many scoops?
I think I'm going to give this episode 6 scoops. 6 Raquel
scoops.
Yeah,
I'm going 7.
Yeah.
Where's your 6 at?
It was a bit of a filler episode. I think it was like another edgy episode where like stuff is going to be a result of this episode. Some conflict is brewing. I think my favorite character this episode is going to be Lala. I loved her fucking ghetto sass about if this was a competition, bitch, I would fucking win. It was so good. I love it. Yeah, I love it. So good.
My favorite character is the Schwartz Pinata. Because I feel like it was more respectful to people, was less of a like spineless piece of shit. I thought Schwartz Pinata really pulled it together for us this episode.
And it was less fucking fat. Oh my god.
Because as James said,
Schwartz is a fat, useless piece of shit now, so
anyway, that's reality blurries. You weren't ready for that one, were you? Okay, like, love you.
It's bye. Roasting Schwartz.
Just give me the laughter. Love you guys.
Fuck yourself with a fucking cheese grater.